It's something that we've been toying with for a couple of years. Obviously, the 2020 event was cancelled due to COVID, and then it was difficult for a couple of years after that. Claire has not been in the best of health, so that was one of the other reasons, and our other four kids were sort of growing up. So 2019, it was such an amazing event. Everything went so well, with the skydivers, and we had flybys from the helicopter, air ambulance, and 200, 300 paddlers. So it was fantastic. All the live music. You always have that little bit of doubt is, can we do it again? But I think over the last year or two, especially, it's for me personally, you sort of feel like that element's missing, and you get involved in other stuff. But the paddle was very special to us as a family in terms of celebrating Joe's life, and it always felt like it belonged to Nuki, and it's a community event. So actually, once we'd made that decision, it was pretty easy to go back to our partners and talk to the Lions and Surf Life Saving Clubs, and yeah, the reception's been fantastic.
You only have to look around Nuki to see that in the last 5 and a bit years, there's been so many more houses gone up. Lots of people have come and joined us in Nuki. So this will be the first time they've heard about the paddle, but more importantly, Joe. Just tell us why you put this event on in the first place, and tell us about Joe.
So Joe passed away when he was 4 years old, and when Joe was born, there was no reason for us to think there was any problems with him. After about a year, we realized there was delayed problems with in terms of his communication and stuff, and we found out in the end that he had a condition, genetic condition called Angelman syndrome. Angelman syndrome doesn't leave your life limited. It's quite a broad spectrum in terms of what children can and can't do, and also in terms of as adults now that have got the condition, growing into adulthood. What really made the situation horrific for us was the fact he then had a reaction to one of his fitting drugs called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is something that your body fights against itself by reacting to that drug, and that blisters the inside of your body and the outside, and it was absolutely horrific, and that's what left him life limited. He was in and out of hospital for the best part of probably 2.5 years. He was sent up to Bristol a few times where we thought we were saying goodbye to him, but then he'd fight back. And we've met so many wonderful people during that time that we're still friends with, and we also did some fundraising then, as he was in the national papers as the Bug Buster, as he had about 13 different MRSA and things like that that he came back from. But eventually, when he had Stephen Johnson's for the second time, his body had started to give up and his kidneys were going. And as a family, we couldn't really ask him to do any more than he had. And it was absolutely heart-wrenching. But at the end, Claire and I and the kids were there, and grandparents come down to Truro. And, we sort of brought him into this world. And unfortunately, we were there at the end and had to turn the machines off and let him go. So as a family, it's been a devastating experience, but he was such an inspiration. He always had a smile on his face. We took so much strength from him, and for me, it just didn't feel right for his story to stop there, and that's where the paddle came from.
The event itself, I mean, the sun graced us with its presence, didn't it, back in 2019, and I'm sure we're putting a request for that again this year, but what can we expect on the day?
Yeah, so again, we've always been very lucky, as you say. So I'm not sure if that's friends in high places, but the weather's always been good to us. But yeah, we've got all the same sort of stuff back. Everyone's stepped up again, so we're really excited. We've got live music. For the paddle itself, you'll have a paddle in the harbour, so kids can borrow boards, and their numbered sessions where they go out and have a fun paddle to one end of the harbour and back. There's a 1 kilometre paddle out to sea and back again. And then there's also the paddle relay, which is just a lot of fun. So we normally have up to around sort of 300 to 400 paddlers, normally about 1,000 people down there, live music. Titan the robot's going to be back as long as he's available. Cornwall Skydive, for the last 5 years, the five, six paddles we've done. The guys jump out of a plane and skydive onto the beach with a huge flag with Joe's smiling face on it. We've got food, drink, lots of other charity stands down there, and it's just a really fun family event. And what we're really excited about is, you know, there's a whole new group of people in Newquay from over the last 5 years that are going to be able to experience this. But also there are a lot of people of a young age that grew up with the paddle who are now going to come back as adults, and hopefully some of them with their own children.
Yeah, it's amazing to think of it like that. How much has it raised to date?
So over sort of the 14, 15 years, we've raised about, and there was other events we did outside the paddle, but it's about £182,000 for over 20 different charities. We did a lot of work with the hospice, and just after Joe died in 2008, the hospice build was announced. So we went to the the dig ceremony, and we were doing a lot of work with Eddie Farwell and Children's Hospice Southwest that first 2 years to help generate the momentum to help be part of that, which was fantastic. You know, we've also flown a young boy over from Pakistan at one point who had eye surgery that was paid for because he had Stephen Johnson syndrome in Pakistan and was left blind and was in pain. So there's all sorts of other things we've been involved in celebrating Joe's short but eventful life.